Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Devin Dreeshan. He is the Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me on your program, Kyle. I really appreciate it.
All right, main thing you want to talk about today is we saw in the provincial budget that came out last week quite a bit of money being invested into highways across the province. Why don't you could tell us a little bit about what's all part of that there?
Well, as the transportation minister, it is a pretty exciting budget for a road network in the province. In total, we're going to be investing $8 billion over 3 years. And when you look just at the Peace River constituency up north, it's about $260 million. That's going to go into bridge projects and capital maintenance and renewal projects. So that's everything from widening roads to new pavement to bridges. So it's quite an extensive list, but there's so much economic activity in the province, and we want to make sure that we can build up that basic fundamental infrastructure, that road network, to accommodate for that economic growth and also allow families to drive home safely at the end of the day as well.
As you mentioned, there are some of those projects that are up here in our region. What are some of the big things we got going up here that people should be kind of looking out for once this gets going?
Well, the three biggest ones are $77 million for Highway 40 grade widening between Grand Cache and Hinton, as well $84 million for Highway 40 twinning south of Grand Prairie. And then the big one is $161 million for the Lacrete Bridge. And we're still doing geological surveys on that to figure out what the best spot to put that bridge is across the river. But those are the three big ones that the North is going to see in this budget.
Now, you mentioned the Lacrete Bridge. I know this is something that a lot of people in the community up there really want to see. And I know our MLA here, Dan Williams, has really been kind of pushing hard to see things going along. So it sounds like they're just doing, survey work, right now, to try to figure out what the best spot to put it is.
Yeah, MLA Dan Williams, he's been a huge proponent of this from the beginning when we first got elected in 2019. And it's something that the original location where we were looking at, doing some pilings, doing some just geological study work, found out that it was pretty much a bottomless pit on either side of the river where they just kind of drew a line on the map. So we are looking at alternative places to put a bridge where we could have solid pilings and could actually build a safe structure. So it's always the tricky part with bridges. When you're improving an existing highway, that's a lot easier construction work than a new bridge location. But we are committed to it, and there's money in this budget to make sure that we can find the proper location to cross the river.
And certainly with some of the things go along up here, of course, we got a lot of big resources up here, like agriculture and forestry, which I'm sure you're familiar with from your previous ministerial work. How will some of these new transportation projects, like improved highways, bridges, those kinds of things, how will that help with kind of sort of trade and kind of moving goods around the province and sometimes out of the province as well?
Well, I know a great example near Edmonton is the Vinca Bridge. That's about a 200-kilometer bottleneck where big trucks, overloaded trucks, high loads have to actually go around about 200 kilometers because they can't cross at the Vinca Bridge. So that is something that it also is in the budget to make sure that we can build a big heavy haul bridge so that it can accommodate those big loads. And that's just great overall for the province, and just helps our competitiveness at the end of the day, and also attracts new investment because global capital around the world looking for places to invest, when they see that the province is serious about building critical infrastructure that can help their workers get home, but also can help for that economic development, people are those investors are looking for it. So again, that's another great part of this budget, is not just making sure people can get home safely, but also investment attraction for global capital, too.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question as well. Now, we know you're a big hockey fan like I am, Minister Dreeshan. Now, we had the trade deadline in the NHL last week, but it was kind of weird. It seemed like all the big trades happened like the week leading up to it, and then the day of the deadline was, kind of boring. But I guess, what are your thoughts on some of the moves we all saw happen as part of that there?
Well, it was great to see the size for the Oilers. Those two trades, bigger defenseman, bigger centerman, I thought was great. Obviously going into the stretch, we're in the wild card position, looking to try to get a playoff spot. But we're always seem to be a better second half of the season finishing team as Oilers than the first half. But no, I it was always great to get size. And I think, you know, Skinner obviously is playing great in net. I hope Campbell can step up, because I think there's a lot of hope when we first got him this year. But overall, I'm hopeful and optimistic the Oilers will have a good solid push here, get into the playoffs, and then have hopefully a really long run.
Yeah, we will see about that. Anyhow, David Trecia, the Transportation Minister for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kyle.